Have you ever given someone a gift? Maybe you went out of your way to give a special gift. Maybe you gave extra effort and extra attention to this gift. And then that person, whoever it may have been, failed to say even thank you for that gift. Has that ever happened to anyone? You know, sometimes we give gifts, and it's not so much that we want to hear the thank you, but sometimes, especially if we've done something special, we went out of our way. It was not like someone came and said, "Can I have an apple off of your tree?" And you say, "Yeah, yeah, go ahead and do it." It's more than that. Let's say someone came up and they were really in need of something, and you help them with that. Now, I know that we don't, or we shouldn't, expect thanks, but what happens if you tell somebody, "Yeah, go ahead and take an apple off of the tree," and they take all of the apples off of the tree, and they take all of the fruit off of other trees as well, and they never even say thank you? What happens to us? Don't we feel a little discouraged? Don't we feel a little offended when we do something for someone and they don't even give us a thank you? Well, it is. And in today's gospel reading, that's exactly what happened. So Jesus saw 10 lepers. Leprosy is a terrible disease. It's a disease that stays with you a long time. It's disfiguring. It's a disease that parts of your body will start decaying and deteriorating and falling off. It's a disease that makes you smell like you're dead, because a lot of the tissue is dead and dying. It is a disease, especially back at that time, where they would force people to keep completely covered up, and they made them to wear bells so that others would know that they are lepers and stay away from them. So it is a disease that not only hurts the body, but it is a disease that humiliates the individual. And it tells us in the gospel that there was 10 lepers, and they were standing far off, and they said, "Lord, have mercy on us." And he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And they went, and on the way, they were cured. They were healed completely. The rotting flesh on their bodies, the decay had gone away. The smell had gone away. The pieces of flesh that had fallen off had been restored. They became people. They became human beings again, able to partake in the society, able to go to worship God in the temple. They became men again. God, our Lord, took them out of corruption, redeemed them, and put them back on the road to salvation. So, what more could have these people asked for? I can't imagine that they went around jingling their bells and being happy about their leprosy. I'm sure that they were praying, and we assume that they were, most of them were Jews. Okay? They weren't happy about their condition. They were praying for God to heal them. When they saw Jesus, they knew that he had the power to heal. And he went and they said, "Have mercy on us." They asked him for healing. He gave them healing and not but one returned and fell at his feet and gave thanks. One out of 10. 10% came and gave worship and gave thanks to our Lord. And he was not a Jew. He was a Samaritan. He was not one of the elite of the area. He was a foreigner, one who was looked down upon, and yet he was the one who recognized Christ. Not the Jews, but the foreigner. My friends, that individual may have made a tremendous, tremendous influence upon our own salvation. Because more times than not, the greatest faith was shown by the foreigners. If Jesus came with the intent of maybe saving all of the Jews and maybe staying away from the foreigners, because oftentimes he said, I've come for the children of Abraham. He says, I'm not going to feed the dogs, as he referred to those who were not of the Jewish faith, but it was those who were not of the Jewish faith that showed the faith in Jesus and showed the faith in God and in his abilities. These are the people who give thanks that maybe had something to do with our own salvation. We are the foreigners. We are the Xeni when it comes to our faith. Do you realize that? Do you realize that? That we are the foreigners. Jesus came specifically for the Jews, but he recognized the faith of the foreigners. And he also brought us and will bring us to salvation. My friends, we are not in a position, and we should not be thinking, that somehow because we are Christians or Orthodox Christians, that God owes us something. That somehow we are entitled to salvation. We should never, ever think that we are entitled to anything, because really we are entitled to nothing. What have we done personally that entitles us to salvation? Nothing. But our Lord, and through his grace, allows us and offers us salvation. But how many of us will be saved if it's dependent upon giving sincere thanks for all of the gifts that God has bestowed upon us? If that was the criteria, would it be 1 out of 9? In other words, look around you and think, am I the one? Am I better than the 9? Am I the one who is giving thanks? Will it be 2 in 10? Will it be 5? We don't know. But thank God, that is not the only criteria, but certainly it is an important criteria that we give thanks. We give thanks for everything. How do we show? How do we show our thankfulness? Are we just doing lip service? Or do we have to have an action? How about if the nine on their way to the temple, they were healed and they kind of looked back in the direction and saying, oh yeah, thanks a lot. Is that really truly giving thanks, or was there an action involved? The one, there was an action and actually went to give thanks. We have to be active in our thankfulness, not just lip service. Not just like the Pharisee who said, God, oh, thank you so much for everything that you've given me. Thank you that you've made me a good person. Thank you that I'm not like this poor slob over here who's on his knees and crying because of his sinfulness. How do we give thanks? How do we give thanks? Through our actions, we give thanks. Through our actions to each other, we give thanks. Jesus is not in front of us that we can fall on our knees and thank him for the blessings that he's given us. But through our actions, we give thanks. Because he has instructed us a certain way, and he expects us to follow those instructions to the best of our abilities. He doesn't want us to jump through hoops. All he wants us is to accept the gift of salvation and to accept his instructions, to give thanks and to show it to our neighbor, to show it to others, to show it to those who are less fortunate, to those whose blessing it is not to have, but they have been blessed not to have. And yet, they still suffer, and we have to help them to alleviate the suffering. This is the way that we will show thanks. This is the way that we will show our faith to our Lord, is by doing for others. My friends, we don't know when we will be called to our Lord or when we will be rejected from our Lord. Make every day count. Find a way to give something, whether it's a smile, maybe it's a kind word, maybe it's a pat on the back. Maybe it's more material than that. But show your thanks by loving God and by loving your neighbor.